Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Todd, please?
What?
This is Alice calling from Arch Top 5. We're just returning your call.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you had a question about a static IP?
Yes.
I want
a static IP address. Do you carry static IP addresses?
Yeah, we do for 2 gig up residential customers, and then all of our business customers, we allow for them to.
How much is the 2 gig subscription?
2 gig subscription. Let me check.
What you said there, 2 gigs or whatever, that's probably
yeah.
per month, right?
Yeah, two gigs is the subscription. I think I'm pretty sure it's $99.99 per month, and obviously with the. The bill payments, like the, what's it called, like the bill credits where you do like auto pay with your bank and stuff like that.
Oh,
it'll
okay.
go down, it'll,
yep.
go, it'll go down like another 10. So I'll probably get like $89.99, but let me confirm that first. And,
okay.
But I know for a fact it's $9.99 for the actual static per month.
What was that? I'm sorry.
It's $9.99 per month for the static IP on top of that.
So in addition to your 2 gig fee.
Correct. Yeah, you'd have to pay $9.99 for the static per month.
Okay, so like what's the bottom line then? Because I'm gonna be getting off, but then I'm gonna be paying for the static address. So what's the bottom line?
Like what is it all together?
What's the monthly fee for the 2 gig subscription and the static IP address? What's the total?
Let me just confirm the 2 gig price real quickly, and then I can tell you that for sure. Okay.
Okay. Are you using a VoIP?
Yes, I am. That's like the most common with any phone system nowadays. So.
Yeah, I can hear the warbling in the background.
The warbling? You mean?
Yeah, it sounds funny. It's not your voice. It's whatever your background sound is, but it's like.
Oh yeah, okay. I can explain it like
yeah, like water.
Oh, okay.
Kind of
yeah,
like
yeah,
water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That could also just be this headset. It's not the greatest. All right.
Yeah.
So I have the official price. So with the 2 gig, it's a base price of $99.99. But with auto pay and e-bill, it comes down to $89.99. And then plus the $9.99 per month for the static, that'll bring you to right back to square one with $99.99 all together. So you're basically just going down off the e-bill and right back up with the static.
Yeah. So I'll give you this off, but we're going to have to charge you for this. So just pay full price and like it.
Okay. Essentially.
Yeah. I've got Verizon now. I don't see. They say that I can have static IP, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just like T-Mobile, I mean, well, T-Mobile didn't have static IP addresses at all.
No,
Verizon says they have a static IP addresses, but I am getting the runaround. But in the truth, it is cheaper going with those guys. You know, it's a good service. I'm not canceling you out, but I just need some time to think about, do I really want to pay an extra $50 a month so just so I can have a static IP address? You know, I watch Sling, right? And Sling has the availability for local channels, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they have to see that I am in New York 2 hours from the city. But they don't, because the dynamic IP addresses switch around all the time. So it could be going as far out as Buffalo, you know, and then coming back to me. But
yeah, no,
because
I know Sling, it kind of almost acts as they need to see what IP is accessing your server, and if it doesn't, it kind of blocks you out from a lot of channels. Yeah. No,
Yeah,
I know a lot of people that, and this, what's that server thing that people use? Plex is another thing that people use where you get the static IP so they can access their Plex server and watch their movies and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I definitely understand. I mean, hey, man, you know, it's a choice.
Do you know of any other services that might be possible to whereas I don't have to have? It's not going to work anyway because the local channels are the ones that are most expensive these days. You know, in order for a service to pay for those local channels, they say they're having to pay hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, local channels are always the most expensive because they're a niche product and they're not like something you can like, you know how like NBC and all these other things are like, you know, like in almost pretty much international channels at this point. You can watch them anyway. You can watch NBC in the UK, right? Whereas you know, those more localized channels, like let's say you're in North Carolina and you want to watch a certain channel, that channel is going to cost because the actual company has to pay to access that channel or whatever the case may be to get access to their service.
Yep. And these networks, they're broadcasting their signal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't find a good enough antenna that will reach. However, it's like 80 miles to the city. I can't find an antenna that will reach 80 miles. If I could, I could get... See, I already get CBS, right? CBS gets broadcast everywhere. But I can't get NBC or ABC, you know? Or NYPD,
unless, you know, you on Verizon, I don't know how the system works with VPNs and stuff like that, but you could always do the VPN method and see if that helps get you those local channels. I don't know if it will work. I'm not saying it will, but that's
wait a minute, how's that go?
VPN, where, like, you know, it's like a virtual private network, which basically allows
I have a VPN.
Oh, and it still won't allow you to access those certain channels?
It's not. Do you know what VPNs talk about? Local access. Which ones?
Wait, do I know what VPNs what?
That has access to local channels. You're saying a VPN, local channels, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would also involve either someone or, you know, an entity actually creating that VPN in that localized area and then giving you access to it. I was just asking if you had access to one. If you don't, I don't personally know any local ones that would be able to, that you'd be able to, you know, freely have access to. You'd have to make it yourself, which
is
quite a bit of a task.
Yep. I got you, man. I'll figure it out.
All right, man. Well, there's nothing left for me. If you have any more questions, you can always call back. Ask me. My name's Alex.
Alex. All right, Alex.
Yep.
Sounds good.
You have a great day.
See you.